The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is 5:30. It is Wednesday, January 8th. Thank you guys so much for being here. Made it to midweek. What a week it has been. Crazy stories just out of California with the California fires that are going on right now. We've got some updates. We're going to talk about that. But the Palisades fire, 30,000 people ordered to evacuate in LA. And you've got the fire over in Altadena that is just burning things to the ground. And I've just been keeping an eye on this. I have my mother-in-law lives in the Pasadena area, so yeah. It's getting closer to them. And then my best friend, he lives in Santa Monica, and he's got to go back. He's like, they're waiting just in case they get evacuated. It's been so crazy.
I know we were texting kind of late last night with your friend who's in Santa Monica with the go bag, and you are showing me videos of what it looks like outside of his house, and it doesn't seem far. And have you heard from him this morning if he's evacuated?
Not yet. I did see that he posted a picture on our Facebook page. You had made a post asking if our friends in LA are all right, and he posted, you know, what he's seeing, and so we'll probably give him a call on the air this morning and just check in. And if you have family and friends in that area, just sending out our love. I saw like just homes burned to the ground. It's devastating, and it's 0% contained right now. I was watching the news this morning, and they were talking about how this is the equivalent of a firestorm and a hurricane being thrown into one because of the winds there. It's just a mess. So yeah. It's been a crazy, crazy couple of days for them, and just sending our love. And do you have family or friends in the area?
I do. I actually have a friend in the Pasadena area who had to evacuate.
Oh, wow.
And she has two little kids, her husband, and luckily her husband's family lives in the Orange County area where they were able to evacuate there. I asked her how she was doing, and she says, it's been very stressful. I'm really worried about our apartment. I don't know if I'm going to come home to an apartment.
Oh my gosh.
And I was just so emotional for her. And I'm like, I'm just so glad that you're safe. Please let me know if there's anything that I can do. So I'm seriously praying for everyone out there. It's an unimaginable loss, but your life is just much more important.
And at the end of the day, that's a great reminder, because you do think of like, wow, I will have no more home. All my belongings are gone. And it's like, yeah, but you're alive. That's stuff is stuff. Yeah. And it can be replaced. And it doesn't mean it's going to be easy to replace it. But yeah, at the end of the day, your life is more important. So I'm just, my heart is breaking this morning when it comes to that. How was your night yesterday?
My night was fine. It's more like this morning. I think with the winds, I feel like I've gotten a lot more used to it. But whenever I step outside of my apartment and the winds are crazy, do you know that SpongeBob episode when they're going through the winds, SpongeBob and Patrick, they're like, the Krusty Krab pizza is, and then they're like, I just feel like I'm in a SpongeBob episode with all of the winds. I'm trying to think light of this, all of the stuff. And I'm just like, be happy, be optimistic. And there's a song they'll sing, the Krusty Krab pizza is the pizza for you and me. So I just try to think optimistic with all of these winds.
Right. There's nothing that SpongeBob can't fix. You know, you exactly. Just gotta, when you think of SpongeBob, you gotta smile. So yeah. That's a good way to look at it.
And how about you? How's everything with you?
It was good. It was kind of a long day yesterday, just a lot of stuff going on, and just trying to to get everything in order. But for the most part, it's pretty good. Like I said, just kind of worried about friends and family in that area. Looking forward to the weekend. The Vegas Thrill kick off their series, our pro women's volleyball team. They kick off their season on Friday. So I'm really looking forward to the game on Friday night. And then there's another game on Sunday. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited for the season to start.
And when does Sophie go back to school, to college in San Diego?
She is actually going back on Sunday. They are not starting school yet, but they have something called intersession classes. So it's basically like a class on fast forward, and it's like a 2 week long class every day for like 3 hours. And she's taking one of those classes. So she's going back early to do an intersession class. And then the spring semester will start up in a couple of weeks. So
I'm nervous to ask, but when is she projected to graduate from college?
She's got a year left.
No,
I know. Well, a year and a half, I guess.
Yeah. In May of next year.
Yes, exactly.
That's going to fly by.
I know. It really is.
I'm so happy for her.
Yeah. She's doing great, and Brooklyn, my youngest, she's, you know, still in high school. She is testing for her driver's license next week.
Stop.
I know.
That's so crazy. I remember actually over the winter break we were talking and you said, hey, actually, I got to step out because I'm taking Brooklyn out to go driving. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, you guys are just going to go drive around the neighborhood? No, she's driving. Oh. And how does that go?
It's, you know, it's funny because my husband won't take her. And he's like, I get too frustrated with her. So I have to do it. I have to give her the lessons. And we went to the school and we were practicing our parking, and it was getting frustrating because, you know, when you first start parking, it's not easy.
No.
And so I'm teaching her my little tips and tricks. I'm like, what I do is I kick out first and then I pull into the spot. And so I'm trying to teach her all this. And then we look to see if she's in the lines, and she's like right on the line. I'm like, okay, we're going to need to move over a little bit.
Not bad.
You know, she's like, at least I'm still in the line. So yeah, we're just getting ready for that. I can't believe it. It's like, oh my gosh. Yesterday they were just babies. What is happening?
Has Brooklyn driven on the freeway yet?
Oh yeah. She has to take driver's ed courses, and they take her all around the valley. I look on Life 360. I'm like, oh my gosh. They're like blue diamond. What's going on?
How many miles per hour?
She stays in the speed limit.
Good.
She did tell me that one of her instructors told her to pick it up a little bit on the freeway because she was going the speed limit and everyone was going faster. And they're like, it's okay if you go a little faster.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, listen to her. So a lot going on the show this morning. Thank you guys so much for being here. We've got your tickets to see Mariah Carey 7:30 with the Mega Minute. So don't go anywhere right now, though. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Can't Touch This by MC Hammer?
Can't touch this. Why you standing there, man? You can't touch this. Yo, sound the bell. School is in, sucker. You can't touch this. Give me a
song. Do you want to hear Carnival by Natalie Merchant?
Have I been wrong? Have I been wise? Woo! To shut my eyes and play along? Hypnotized, paralyzed.
Or do you want to hear Viva La Vida by Coldplay? Those are your choices. Get your votes in right now. You can do it a couple of ways. You can tweet us on X or on Threads at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page, Mercedes in the Morning, or text or call us right now at 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. This is the pre-show. So it's happened to all of us at one point where you get in your car, you go drive to your favorite store, and you pull up and you're like, wait, what? They closed? Why didn't anyone tell me this? Or maybe it was your favorite restaurant and this is your experience now. One of your favorite stores has closed and Steph is devastated about it.
It happened over the winter break. I was online and it said, Party City's files for bankruptcy, closing all stores.
So sad.
Party City was my store as a kid. When my mom would say, all right, your birthday's coming up. what do you want your birthday theme to be? My mom would go all out with a theme. And we would go to Party City for inspiration. I remember walking up and down the aisles. I loved all their like piñatas and all the stuff that, that came with each theme. And to hear that, it's like a part of my childhood, Brooke. It's like, oh my gosh, Party City is no longer. I don't know if there's a store for you or a restaurant for you that made you feel that way, but Party City was the one for me when I found out.
What I felt, my feelings on Party City were this, and I'm sad for you. I'm sad that they're closed, but that store gave me anxiety.
No!
I could not, there was just too much stuff. It's like, okay, I need some balloons. Well, where in the heck am I going to start? Like, look at this mess.
They did have a book.
There's
right?
just yeah. a mess, you know? So much stuff. Or I need glasses, like plastic champagne glasses. I don't even know where to start looking. So it's like walk up and down the aisles. It was so overwhelming to me that I would have panic attacks inside Party City. So I'm not glad that they closed, but my experience with that store was so different than your experience.
I loved every single option of the glasses. You gave me 1,000, I'll choose 5. My mom would choose the top one, but oh, it makes me sad just thinking about all the times. I remember it was Party City in National City where I grew up in San Diego. It was the Party City I always went to.
There was a place here in town and it used to be at Sahara and Fort Apache, like where the movie theater was. And actually, I think did that movie theater close? I don't know, but it was at Sahara and Fort Apache and it was called Pickup Sticks. And it was kind of like a Panda Express. It was like fast Chinese food. And I loved Pickup Sticks. Pickup Sticks was one of my favorite places to just grab a quick little bowl of rice. And they had like their special house chicken that was so good. And it was just, I could make 2 meals out of that sucker. And it was my favorite. And then just one day, I go over there because I'm ready for my house chicken and it's gone. I'm like, wait, what happened? Where did Pickup Sticks go? I was so sad when that happened.
The only time I went to Pickup Sticks is on Wednesdays. I think they had cream cheese wonton Wednesdays and it was like 3 for $5 or something like that. But honestly, I wasn't a fan of Pickup Sticks. More fan of just like the deals that they gave. So Pickup Sticks, I'm not, you could go.
The devastation is not there
yeah,
for that
exactly.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Hey, everyone! Good morning! It is Wednesday, January 8th, 6:04. Thank you guys so much for being here. It is kind of a crazy morning, just trying to keep you updated on the latest with these California fires. Powerful winds have led to this fire emergency in LA, and gusts of over 60 miles an hour are hitting Los Angeles from Santa Ana winds and causing these wildfires to spread. We're going to check in with some of our friends in that area later on this morning, but I don't know if you guys saw this. They're interviewing the news stations. This is the number one story in LA, obviously, right now, and the news stations, they're finding people that are evacuating, talking to them, asking what they're going through, getting advice from them. And did you see, it was KTLA, I believe, they went to interview a guy and they didn't realize that they were speaking to a celebrity. Did you guys see this video?
I just saw it now. And I was like, you know, you're in the seriousness of it all. You're hearing about the people that are getting interviewed. And then all of a sudden, like, you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, it was. I'm watching this and I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't recognize this person while they were speaking to him. And then they asked his name and he told them, here's the audio. Check this out.
These fire trucks can get up there. It's really, really important.
Thank you for talking to us live, sir. What's your name?
My name is Steve Gutenberg.
Steve, do you live in this area?
I live in the area. Yeah, I live right up the hill. And thank goodness everybody's back. But I have friends up there right now.
And you're an actor.
Yeah, I'm an actor.
Okay, now you look familiar. You look familiar to me now.
Now you look familiar. Oh my gosh.
I mean, you you got to give benefit of the doubt to the reporter.
Well, yeah, it's a hectic time
exactly.
right now.
But that's just how people are in L.A. You know, when they see famous people, they're like, eh, you know, it's no big deal type of deal. That's what probably why that guy on the news was like, oh, you him. Okay, cool. Eh, no big deal.
Well, I know. And probably like the younger generation, like my kids don't know who Steven Guttenberg is. They don't know the Police Academy movies or anything like that.
That guy wasn't that young, though. That interviewed him. He wasn't that young.
The guy, it's hard to tell. He was wearing a mask, but
yeah, and he was wearing a baseball cap too in the interview.
Yeah, it was. It's just, it's so crazy right there. He was talking about leaving if you leave your car behind, because thousands of people are just leaving their cars.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, please leave your keys in there, because we can't. If we can come and move them, then we'll move them. But you can't just abandon your cars, people.
And they are. They were abandoning their cars. They're like, but they told them. Some of the police officers said, get out of your car and run.
Oh, God.
And I'm like,
it's a hectic mess out there.
It's a hectic mess.
Yeah. We'll have the latest for you. And like I said, I know you have family in the area too, don't you, J-Lo?
Yeah. My family lives more inland, but they can see the smoke and they can feel the smoke coming in. And I know you have friends that are in Pasadena.
Yeah. They evacuated. They just evacuated last night. It's hectic for her. She had to go down to Orange County and be with family there. But luckily, she has family down there to go down to.
And seeing those seniors, you know, walking out.
Oh, man, it just breaks your heart.
Oh, my God, my heart.
We'll get the latest from people that are in there and sending our love and our prayers to everyone who's dealing with that right now. A lot coming up on the show this morning. 7:30 with the Mega Minute. Your tickets to see Mariah Carey. Also at around 8:20, Maroon 5 tickets with Heads Up. And coming up next, we have What's Trending. New details in the Justin Baldoni Blake Lively feud. Baldoni is now saying that she's a bully and he can prove it. We have details coming up in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics trending.
Mercedes in the Mornings, What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni are trending again. Man, this thing is getting ugly. If you missed it, Blake Lively's legal team, they issued a statement that it's just rejecting all the claims that her legal moves against director Justin Baldoni, who was the director on It Ends With Us, they're saying that it did not come from creative differences. They say actually it involves serious claims of sexual harassment and retaliation. So this statement alleges that Justin Baldoni and his studios, they engaged in these unlawful actions and retaliatory astroturfing is what they're calling it, against Blake because she raised concerns. Well, now Justin Baldoni's lawyer is speaking out and he's denying all these allegations, saying they're 100% false and that Justin's going to sue her. And they promise to make evidence public. They have receipts, they say. I heard a voice note that Justin Baldoni had sent to someone, and this has just been released. And he is talking about how at the premiere of It Ends With Us, she did not want him on the red carpet. She did not want him to have any sort of exposure. So he had to enter through the basement of the theater with his family.
And is it because that is it because of the allegations that she's putting on him, or just because of the whole mess that was caused by it?
Well, the allegations weren't out at that point, but everyone's saying that they did not get along set. Some are saying she was a diva. Others are, you know, she's claiming that he targeted her. So he also accused her of orchestrating this huge attack through the media. And yeah, they say they have the receipts to counter all of her allegations.
What?
It's gonna get ugly, guys.
This really upsets me because the movie is so beautifully done and the acting is so great. It has a very special, like, just the story in general that a lot of people can relate to. So you watch this movie and then you hear all the stuff that's going on behind the scenes. It's really disappointing.
It's hard, you know, because there's two sides to every story, obviously, and you hear different things. I've heard so many people that have worked with Blake Lively that said she is a diva, and she, you know, there's someone who said that she was working as like a stagehand, and she reported her because she looked at her too long. Like, you don't know if these stories are correct. And then on the other side of things, sometimes it really sucks being a woman because no one wants to believe believe your side of things.
And that's what, again, that's also what frustrates me on top of that. It's the how women are portrayed or what people think about women in the media. So I don't know. I don't know what to believe. I don't know who to believe, but it's just sad.
But is this the first time that we've heard anything about Blake Lively behind the scenes?
No. So. Because her co-star on Gossip Girl, Leighton Meester, can't stand her. Anna Kendrick has said...
Can't stand it.
I mean, come on. I mean, look at that.
I mean, there's
a pattern there.
But we don't know all the facts.
Right.
I hate to jump to conclusions, but you're right.
I see Blake Lively with Taylor Swift at the Chiefs games, and she looks great. Like, she looks so fun.
Looks fine.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Is Taylor a good judge of character? Like,
she wouldn't be
with friends with someone. I don't know, but it's hard to say. So, yeah, they say that none of this is coming as a surprise because this is consistent with her past behavior. So, as soon as we get more information, we will pass it along, and that is what's trending. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Gusts of over 60 miles per hour are hitting L.A. from Santa Ana winds and have just caused awful wildfires that have been spreading rapidly around the area, leading to closures and evacuation orders. The governor declared a state of emergency last night and requested emergency federal funds to cover 75% of local firefighting costs. That was quickly approved. It's just been crazy down there. So you have the Hearst fire, you have the Eden fire, and the Palisades fire. And I don't know a lot of you, this is weighing heavy on you. So many of us here in Southern Nevada have family in that area. My mother-in-law is in Pasadena, and they've got that fire that in Altadena that is coming in there. She just made a post last night, as a matter of fact, that I saw that the Jewish temple was burned to the ground.
What?
Yeah, it's terrible out there. And I know you guys both have friends and family in the area. Have you guys heard anything from them?
I reached out to my friend who's in Pasadena because she was posting on her Instagram stories just her updates. And one of the things she posted was, thank you all for your messages and support. We're heading down to my husband's parents' house in Orange County with the kids and the cats. It smelled like fire was in our place. And mostly worried about my kids' lungs with the smoke, trying not to even think about the apartment and what comes next. And what's ironic is her husband on Monday is starting his new promotion as the emergency preparedness corps for the city of Pasadena.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a devastation. And one of my best friends, he lives in Santa Monica, which he was posting photos last night. And I couldn't believe what I was seeing. He's on the phone now. Ross, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mercedes.
How are you doing?
Oh, hanging in there. It's a long night. It's really just devastation for our community. I'm personally unsafe, but it's crazy times.
Yeah. So you, I saw the videos and the photos that you were posting last night, and it looks like you are at the moment out of harm's way, but you can literally see the fire. It's just like over the hill from where you live right now.
Yeah, I'm a couple blocks away from the evacuation zone, but you know, going up on our roof deck, I definitely could see fire. I could see flames. I'm up on the bluff in Santa Monica, and then we could see across the bay. We could see the flames a lot, and it's just devastating for our community. There's restaurants, there's homes, there's friends. I have friends that have lost homes, and it's tragic. And it's scary because this isn't over right now. And as I wake up this morning, I see a lot of dark smoke out over the coast. And if I look east, I see even more coming from the Pasadena area. So I know Santa Monica, where I am, is in a little bit of a bubble. So we don't have a ton of the smoke right here personally, which I'm thankful for. But it's surrounded by these fires.
Ross, what are you doing to find out that your part of Santa Monica needs to be evacuated? What are the things that they're telling you that this is the time to go, if that time comes?
We're pretty good with our local government here, and they have a website with an evacuation map. I posted it, and it's pretty clear as what it is. I haven't gotten a lot as far as emergency alerts, which is surprising. I know some people have, but I've just been kind of checking the map and watching the news.
Are you and your wife, are you guys prepared to leave if you were to get that evacuation order? Are you prepared, and where would you go?
Yeah, well, I think it's actually pretty low that I'm going to be evacuated. But last night we did pack some bags with some essential keeping things, And, you know that I'm pretty fortunate to have a boat down in Marina Del Rey. So I have a pretty good evacuation site. So I'm thankful for that.
Yeah, nice. The boat on the water, that's definitely a good place to be in this situation. You said that you know some people whose homes are completely lost.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of information flowing around right now. I've seen posts. It's kind of hard to sort on what's going on and what's reality. But just watching from the news and seeing some posts from the community, it is just, it's beyond devastation. It's hard to describe. It reminds me of, unfortunately, with Maui and Lahaina, where communities are just burnt out, and watching the news this morning, the firemen are out of water, and there's homes in the Palisades that are just burning, and we can't fight it right now.
Yeah, it's I don't believe that they have contained any portion of it right now, and it just doesn't. I don't know what the timeline is for that. Ross, you know how much we love you, and we're just sending all of our love and prayers to everyone in that area. Will you please keep us posted on, you know, how things are going down there for you guys?
Absolutely. And thank you guys so much for the support.
We absolutely love you. Thank you so much. It's just a scary thing. Over 40,000 customers were out power last night in LA because of the winds. And yeah, the last thing they needed was another fire. But then that one broke out in the hills just above Pasadena. And it's been pretty crazy out there. So we'll keep you posted as we get information. But just sending all of our love to all the people out there. And so many people have family, and it's absolute devastation, and we'll keep you posted for sure. It's Mix 94.1.
Hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Well, we spoke about this just before we went on vacation, and now it is official. Credit reports will no longer include medical debt for Americans. The new rule was finalized by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau yesterday. It takes effect in March, and it is going to take off around $49 billion worth of medical bills from the credit reports of about 15 million Americans.
Thank gosh, because I don't, you guys remember I had cancer.
Yes.
And I got to tell you, that bill was ridiculous. And the thing is, when you're getting treated for cancer, the minimum, the starting price is $150,000.
And you were
the minimum?
The minimum. That's just the start. Minimum. And then mine was a little bit more than that. And thank God I had insurance. Because if I didn't have insurance, man, I don't know what I'll be.
You were talking about how much chemo bags were. Did you want to talk about like what it is and how that entails?
It was pretty expensive because you had to pay for the chemo bag and also the machine. You're renting that stuff out as well.
How much?
It was a lot.
Like $6,000, $10,000.
I could just tell you this: for chemotherapy, it was almost like $20,000 per procedure.
Wow.
And if people have to take that every day, imagine.
Thank God I only had to do it once a week, but the radiation was the craziest thing every single day. Yeah.
1 in 12 adults have medical debt. Like, think about that. 11 of your friends and one of you has medical debt. So now the three major credit bureaus say that debts less than $500, they're no longer going to appear on credit reports. And then, I mean, it brings down your credit rating, and it makes it so you have a hard time qualifying for mortgages and loans and things like that. Yeah. So hopefully that reverses this trend here. Also this morning, do you ever go through things in your mind on things that you need before you leave the house? Like, okay, I got to grab my coffee, grab my yogurt, stuff like that. When you do that, do you include underwear on that list? Do you take a spare pair of undies with you when you go somewhere?
Okay.
No. Why? Is this something that people are bringing
nowadays? A lot of people do, but I feel like, J-Love, you might.
So here's the thing. I beg the question here, okay? As a guy, what kind of emergencies are you preparing for here? You know, if you need underwear, I mean, are you having we're talking about a bad taco night or a curveball like having a chili dog?
Well, I'll speak on behalf of women who have had children. And sometimes you laugh too hard or you sneeze. And you're like, oh, man.
Glad I had that. Come on. Emergency undies.
Yeah. So they say that according to this new survey, nearly half of all Americans carry backup underwear with them. Anybody carry backup underwear with them? I don't personally, but I could see where that would be helpful. Some of the reasons they have is in case they have an accident, maybe maybe they're going to do a clothes change in the middle of the day. Maybe they go to the gym and they want to make sure they freshen up after that. Or maybe they're just, they're clumsy.
But that's more women. Guys, we don't think that way.
You guys don't care about having freshness after the gym?
Well, that's different, though. That's not an emergency. That's
well, that's some of the reasons. Like the gym, and do you do a clothes change during the day? If you do, wouldn't you want to change what's going on there?
Yeah, but that's not an emergency. It's already we're already prepared for that.
I know
what I'm saying.
When I'm packing and traveling, we pack a ton of underwear. I mean, that's different. But like on a day-to-day basis, I don't see myself doing that, other than like maybe when I was in high school and I was learning that time of the month, I would pack that. But nowadays I'm like, no, let's just go for it.
Yeah, I don't carry it around, but I am with you on the vacation thing. I will go on vacation for 3 days and I will bring 10 pairs of underwear, because in my mind I'm like, well, what if I need a backup pair? And I've never once needed a backup
never.
Pair.
Now I do that because I know sometimes when I eat some of that food on a vacation,
you gotta be careful there.
Oh yeah, Lord.
Finally, this morning, it's officially Girl Scout cookie season, you guys. And if you love your Girl Scout cookies, I have a warning for you, because two of their flavors are going to go bye-bye. So the 2025 cookie lineup, it's going to feature these two flavors, but they announced that this is their final year. So if you love either of these, you better buy a ton of them and stick them in the freezer, because you're not going to be able to get them again. They're the Girl Scout S'mores and the Toastiers. Those are going away after 2025. The S'mores one was introduced back in 2017. The Toastiers have been around since 2021, but the classics, they'll be back. You're going to get your Thin Mints and your Samoas and your Tagalongs and your Do-Si-Dos, your lemonades, all of those will be returning.
You said s'mores and what other flavor?
Toastiers. I really don't know.
Did Kanye West come up with that one?
No, yeah.
Toastiers.
This Girl Scout cookie season runs now through April, and so if you're looking to make an order and you don't know any Girl Scouts, you can go to girlscouts.org, and there you go. That's a hot three. Mix 94.1, that is Mark Amber, and it is 7 o'clock. Thank you guys so much for joining us this morning. A lot of people are talking about this story that, I don't know. I feel like this is too young. How young is too young to get a tattoo? People are really upset with this tattoo artist in Arizona who gave a 9-year-old girl a tattoo. Now, it's legal for kids in Arizona. And
what?
As long as they have their parents' permission, they can get a tattoo in Arizona.
Honestly, the parent, you know what? They're the problem here.
What?
This is the situation for the parent. I mean, here's the thing. The real problem comes out is this. You're supposed to guide them as a parent. You know, you don't, you know, co-sign on their impulsive ideas.
Nine is very young. And there's a lot of things I wanted to do at 9 years old, but my parents said, no, absolutely not. You're not going to do that.
What's next? They're going to, what, let them take out a mortgage on a treehouse? I mean, come on. Jeez, what the heck?
So basically, this little kid, she went in with her parents because she wanted a neck tattoo of Donald Trump.
Ugh. Oh.
Wow.
So instead, the tattoo artist said, hey, how about we get you an American flag tattoo instead? And so they went with that, and she did it on her arm. So he said that if she still wanted that Trump tattoo, he would do it, but he wanted her to think about it for a year. And so she recently came back, the year was up, and she said she didn't want it anymore, but she did want the flag touched up. So what do you guys think? Tattoos at 9. If your kid comes to you and says, hey, mom, I really want a tattoo, are you cool with it, or is that way too young? Where do you draw the line? 702-364-9400.
Mercedes, you have two beautiful daughters. They're very smart. Your oldest, let's go with Sophie. She's 9 years old. She comes to you and says she wants a tattoo of a butterfly. Very sweet, very innocent. What do you do?
I absolutely say no. Yep. I'm like, you know, there's a lot of things that you want. It's too young. 9 years old, I just don't think you're thinking rationally. You just think, like, what immediately gratifies my needs? And that is what I want. I say no. When you're older, you can decide whether or not you want to get a tattoo, but you're not getting one at 9 years old. Let's talk to Rachel. Rachel, good morning. What do you think? 9 year olds and tattoos. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, I mean, they're going to want it, or they're going to get it anyways at some point in their life. So if you can, I mean, have a little bit of a handle on it, be like, oh, maybe do it on your arm or something, then yeah, like, they're going to get it anyways. I'm all for it, and it's a way to express themselves, and it's holding them back from being themselves.
Okay, so I do agree with you that kids do have a mind of their own, but don't you think that the decisions that you wanted to make about your life at 9 years old vary drastically from maybe when you were 19 years old? I mean, what if they're like, oh, I absolutely love, you know, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I'm thinking about like my age, like, mm-hmm. Okay, that's maybe what would have been big. Now I'd be like, oh my God, who let me do this, you know?
I definitely see where you're coming from, but I mean, if you get something at 9 years old and 10 years later, you look back and it's still part of you. It's like, oh, that's who I was at 9 years old. I'm still for it.
I love Rachel's optimism. She's like, you know, let them express themselves, but they're 9 years old.
No.
That's really, really young.
Rachel, thank you for your call. Let's talk to Sarah. Sarah, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. I say no way.
Why?
Absolutely not. If they're too young, they don't know what they're doing in life yet, and that's going to be with them forever. And it's going to hurt.
It is going to hurt. But what
if
do you
think about it? It's like neglect as a parent.
What do you think of Rachel's argument, though, that if they're going to do it anyway, might as well be there to oversee it?
They're not going to do it at 9 years old.
So. No.
No.
I agree with you.
The parent has to let them. No, absolutely not.
I think about the pain, too. When I got my tattoo, it was very painful. But what if this is training them to be tough? And you're getting a tattoo, and they're saying, get a tattoo. You're going to probably regret it, but these are the decisions you're going to make in life. So why not learn at 9 years old?
I know both of your parents will never let you guys get a tattoo at 9 years old.
My dad wouldn't let me get a tattoo at 29 years old. My dad said, absolutely not. We have more of your calls coming up. Amy on hold saying, totally okay with this. We're going to find out why. And if you want to chime in, our number is 702-364-9400.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping. Stamps.com will simplify your postage needs and add valuable time back into your workday so you have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off UPS and USPS. Send invoices, checks, certified mail, packages, and anything else you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. If you sell online, connecting with every major marketplace and shopping cart is easy. Plus, you can schedule package pickups through their dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with Stamps.com's Rate Advisor. Add more flexibility to your workday with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Hi, Amy, how are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
Good. We are talking about this tattoo artist in Arizona who is getting a lot of heat. Gave a 9-year-old girl a tattoo, and a lot of people are like, that is way too young. What are your thoughts? Inking up a 9-year-old, do you think that's okay?
Well, you know, it depends on what it is, because I have a tattoo, and my daughter, she wanted a matching one. It's just a little rose on my ankle. And I'm like, what's the harm in that? Sure.
Now, this is legal in Arizona as long as the parents give their consent.
Right.
This little girl originally wanted a neck tattoo of Donald Trump. And then the artist said, hey, how about we just do an American flag and let's do that on your arm instead. In a year, if you want to come back and you still want that, we'll do it. She didn't want it after a year. But what are your thoughts on that situation?
Oh, you know, for each their own. I wouldn't do it personally with my daughter. I let her get the one on her ankle. But if the parents are okay with it, that's their business.
It is their business. I don't know if there needs to be some sort of law in place that says, hey, you know, and how do tattoos on 9-year-olds look when they're 30?
Right.
How does that exactly tattoo age?
Their skin stretches and all that stuff. It might not look like Donald Trump anymore.
Yeah, or the American flag. Yeah. Now all of a sudden it's the American blanket. Nicolette, why is my phone?
Here, I'll pick it up for you.
Hey, Nicolette, good morning. What do you think?
My husband is actually a tattooer, and I'm completely against it. He could never tattoo somebody at 9 years old.
Has he ever had a request from someone for a tattoo that was really young, or something that he thought, you know what, this is not a good idea?
No. So the restrictions are different in different areas. So there are some places where if you're younger than 14, you can't even go into a tattoo shop. The youngest he's had was 14, and he won't do it. He waits until they're 16.
Oh, really?
16.
14 okay. years old, though. That's still pretty young. I mean, it's no knife, but that's crazy. I just think of the decisions I made at 15. They were so stupid. What were my 9-year-old decisions?
The decisions I made last year. I'm like, yeah, I can't even imagine.
I was still eating glue, probably.
Exactly.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Just heard the Backstreet Boys and Ranker. They came out with their list of the top boy bands of all time. And guess where Backstreet Boys came out on the list?
Number two.
Number two is not right. They are the number one boy band.
No way.
According to Ranker.com. You don't think?
No.
Oh, stop. I mean, when I think of a boy band, the first thing I say is Backstreet Boys. Now, do I think they're the best? No. But I think they're definitely top three.
Yeah, I think they're top three, but in my opinion, maybe it's just a generational difference.
Yes,
I do not think of Backstreet Boys as my number one.
Okay, so according to Ranker, their list, they had Backstreet Boys number one. People, then at number two, they had NSYNC. And at number three, New Kids on the Block. Those are their top three. If you had to give your personal top three boy bands of all time, what would you pick? Rank them. Your personal top three of all time.
Okay, mine, I guess it's because of generation, the Jackson 5 would be number one for me.
Number one.
All right. Number two would be Boys to Men.
Boys to Men.
Yeah.
I don't know why I never classified them in my mind as a boy band.
They were young when
they
came
were
out.
Boys.
Yeah, they were boys.
Two men.
Yep.
But and I felt like they were more of like a group than a boy band. That's an interesting selection. Okay, all right.
And then number three, you had a number three, New Kids on the Block.
New Kids on the Block?
Yep,
okay.
Those are my three.
Okay, those are solid. Those are solid. You think, though, that Jackson 5 is the biggest boy band ever?
Absolutely. They were the first ones.
Okay. Steph, what do you think?
Number one will always have my heart NSYNC.
Okay.
I love Justin. I love all the guys. NSYNC's number one. Number two, I actually put as New Edition.
That's solid. They would be my top five.
Top five,
yeah,
okay.
I would put them in that.
And then we just talked about them. For my number three all-time boy band is Boyz II Men.
Wow, two Boyz II Men votes. Oh, my.
I didn't think about New Edition. That's another one. I didn't think about that.
Have you guys seen their residency over at Wynn?
Oh, yeah. No.
It's amazing.
Oh, I have to go check it out.
It is so good. Oh, my gosh. I could just, like, watch it over and over again. Okay, so here's my top three. And bear with me, because it's very different from your guys' top three. So I'll start at number three, all right? Number three, my top boy band of all time is One Direction. One Direction, so solid. So many good memories listening to these guys. So many breakout stars. Harry Styles being the biggest, obviously. So I think One Direction is number three. Then I said what I said. Backstreet Boys. Honestly, when it comes to boy bands, they're the icons. And number one, this should come as no surprise. I think the best boy band ever.
We can't forget about BTS.
BTS! I mean, hello, where are you at? They were actually number 10 on the ranker list, but I was like, yeah, we gotta push them up way more.
And they will be. I think once, years come along, we look at the Backstreet Boys, and what was that, 30 years ago when they first started?
Gosh, yeah. How is that even possible?
I know.
I don't even know. We're getting some texts here. This one says, definitely a generational thing. I think mine would be NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, 98 Degrees.
98
yeah,
degrees.
That's another solid one. Let's talk to Christine. Christine, what do you think is the greatest boy band of all time?
NSYNC.
Of course.
Just like flat out facts, we're going NSYNC on that one. Why do you put them above Backstreet Boys?
Oh, yeah. No. But you guys forgot about another band.
Who? Who?
Did she go?
Okay, but number two is not Backstreet for me.
Not? Who is it for you?
Five.
Oh, Backstreet is five? Okay.
No, number two is the band Five.
Who's the band Five? I don't know that band. I'm so sorry.
When the lights go out, baby, when the lights go out.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. I forgot about that.
You're Christine. You're jogging a memory. Whoa. Baby, when the lights go out.
Yes. 1998, baby. I love it. Thank you so much. That's hilarious. I forgot about that band. I was going to look it up in the computer, and our computer's like, huh?
Yeah, my computer, same. They're like, Five, who?
It's Mix 94.1. Are
you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Hi, Maurice. How you doing this morning?
Pretty good.
We are so excited to let you know you're caller 20.
Yeah. Thank you.
Are you ready to do this? Are you ready to try to conquer the Mega Minute?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so it's 10 questions. You just got to answer them correctly. You'll have 60 seconds to do that. And when you do, you'll get these Mariah Carey tickets, okay?
Yes, okay.
Maurice, if you're struggling with the question, you can say pass, or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. Maurice, okay. Mercedes, the game, it starts now.
Liam Payne was in which boy band? Yes.
One Direction.
Demi Moore was married to Ashton Kutcher, and what other famous actor?
Bruce Willis.
Yes. Who is the author of The Cat in the Hat?
Dr. Seuss.
Yes. Which Marvel superhero is played by Elizabeth Olsen?
Scarlet Witch.
Yes. Aphrodite is the Greek goddess of what?
Love.
Yes. Who played the voice of Genie in the animated version of Aladdin?
Will Smith. No, Robin Williams.
Yes. Which actor did Zendaya just get engaged to?
Tom Holland.
Yes. Who is the leader of the Autobots in Transformers?
Optimus Prime.
Yes. Who plays the title character in the John Wick movies?
Keanu Reeves.
Yes. What gives human hair, skin, and nails their color?
Iron.
Their color. No. Incorrect. What gives it their color?
Ooh. Pigment.
No!
Oh, my gosh!
Oh, Maurice, I thought you had it. And I think we're all going to just collectively groan when I tell you the answer is melanin.
Oh my God.
I'm so sorry, Maurice. Oh, my gosh, my heart. I couldn't take it. I was so excited. I thought that he was going to get it. That is insane. And that means that, Maurice, I'm so sorry, but you did not conquer the Mega Minute, the closest we've come in a long time.
One question. Now he's never going to forget that answer.
I know. That it was a really hard thing. I don't know if my mind would have gone to melanin either.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, I don't know. My mind wasn't working that way either. So, Maurice, thank you so much. That means caller 20 right now. You get the tickets, two of them, to see Mariah Carey when she comes to Las Vegas, the Celebration of Mimi, live at Dolby Live. And these tickets are for February. Caller 20, you get them right now, 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
We've been talking about it a lot this morning. Gusts of over 60 miles per hour hitting the LA area from Santa Ana winds have caused wildfires to begin spreading rapidly around the area, leading to closures and evacuation orders. There are now four fires.
What?
In the area.
Since just recently?
Yeah,
since
they reported now four fires now burning. You had the Palisades, the Eaton Fire, the Hearst Fire, and new this morning, the Woodley Fire. It's just a mess down there in Southern California, and we are just sending our love to all of our friends and family that are down there. Over 40,000 customers were without power last night in Los Angeles because of the high winds. They say that the close fire has consumed 10 acres near the entrance to Eaton Canyon. LA County fire officials said the blaze had the potential to quickly explode to cover at least 500 acres. So it's just growing. And now new this morning, yet another fire to add to that list.
And if you missed it, we had our friend Ross join the show around 6:30, just talking about what it's like in Santa Monica. Luckily, he hasn't evacuated yet, right? He's just on standby to be ready.
Yes, he's got his go bag ready, but he just sent me some photos about 15 minutes ago. He was on his way to go to the gym, and a lot of the streets are now blocked off in the area by police. They're not letting them on the bluff there in Santa Monica. So it's just smoke everywhere. It's really crazy. So that's the latest on that. Also this morning, if you are planning on traveling to Europe, there is a new rule that you need to know about. It's an entrance fee. The European Travel Information and Authorization Systems, they're now on track to officially roll this out this year. It's a digital registration for U.S., Canadian, and a lot of non-European passport holders who do not have a valid visa to enter or travel through the U.K., and it gets introduced today. So instead of just having a passport that you give when you land, you also now have to authorize yourself, this pre-travel authorization, in order to get on a plane to the UK. So it's mandatory for short visits of less than 6 months for tourism and business.
Do you have any plans of going to Europe or any out of the country visits this year?
No official plans as of right now, but it's good to know, because a lot of people, I think, just think, okay, we're going to Europe, we don't need to worry about that. But now you're going to have to start looking at that stuff.
That reminds me, isn't the Real ID coming into effect this year as well?
Yeah. So do you guys have your Real IDs?
Not yet, but my wife and I have been planning to go to Ireland. We've been saving up for like 3 years.
Uh-huh.
And now knowing that, that's going
to
help.
You're going to have to do that, yeah.
Because we got to go through London to get to Ireland.
Oh, gotcha. So even if you have a cross or the flight that, what are those flights called? When the
overseas?
Layovers. Yeah. Even in layovers, you'll have to go through the visa.
You're flying through the UK, yeah, have to have that authorization.
I didn't know that. Thanks for the heads up.
Finally, this morning, if you're sitting in traffic right now, this is probably something that you're going to be like, yep, I agree. This new study found traffic has cost the average commuter 43 hours of their life last year. That's like more than a full week's worth of work. And that's just the extra time you spend on the road because of traffic jams or things slowing down. New York is the most congested city in North America and second worldwide. Istanbul is number one. But the top U.S. cities with the worst traffic, they're the same as last year. New York, Chicago, L.A., Boston, and Philadelphia. Now, I know that as far as traffic goes here in Las Vegas, compared to your New Yorks and your LAs, it's much better. But is it just me, or have you guys been noticing more and more traffic lately?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Especially on the 15.
Oh, my gosh.
And the 215, too.
The 215, especially with the roads being changed, going westbound from 15, going northbound 15, and then you're merging onto the 215 west. Oh, that is just a horrible mess.
Oh,
right
yeah,
there.
That takes forever. I get stopped there all the time. And then the two different lanes you have to merge. And people don't understand the whole zipper theory. Like, I go, you go. I go, you go. It's like, why can you just not go when it's your turn?
I can't wait till the construction is done.
When is that?
Oh,
yeah, it's Las Vegas. It's never done.
Never done.
It's never done. But the weird thing is, I never see anybody working on it. It's just a bunch of cones.
Exactly,
so.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next, don't go anywhere. We have a lot going on. We're going to talk about something that happened to you at the doctor, Steph. Literally my worst nightmare. What happened? That is on the way. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. Have you ever gone to the doctor and just had an awkward moment? And Steph, I feel for you because I've had some real awkward moments at the doctor, but I think you have got me beat as far as anything I've ever experienced before. What happened to you?
I was at the OBGYN a couple days ago for my annual exam, and they do the usual breast exam, pap smear, so forth. And I'm on the table with that awkward little thing on my in front of my chest where it just feels so revealing. I have my little napkin on my lap.
And that thing really is like a napkin. It is so thin. It's like, oh my gosh, I can see right through this. This is covering nothing. What the heck?
Right. So the doctor comes in, asks me to lie down. I'm on my back and I'm facing up towards the ceiling and she's doing the usual procedure. And I didn't realize that I had to go to the restroom during the process.
Oh no.
So I didn't know until she pressed down on my bladder and she says, is everything okay? Are you feeling any pain down there? Because when she initially pressed down on it, I had this like jolt reaction, like, ugh. And then she goes, is there okay? Do you have any pain? I'm like, oh, no pain. She goes, okay, just let me know if there's any pain. She presses down again. And a little bit of...
Oh, no.
You peed.
I peed a little. And I just felt so embarrassed. It wasn't a lot. It was a little bit like a, oh. And she even said, oh, do you need to go to the restroom?
Yeah, well, no, I just did right here. Yeah. So I'm good now.
And so during that process, you could tell she's like hurrying it up. She's doing all the awkward things. And then after that, she goes... Looks like you're all normal. You're all good. I'll send you any results. And once you're dressed, the restrooms, they're to the left. And she hurries out of there.
Oh, and you're like walking to the restroom with your legs like that pee walk. Yes. You know, when you have to go to the bathroom and you're like, I gotta make it. It's so embarrassing. I feel for you. I would be mortified if I peed on the table.
Please tell me that someone else has a story that can top it or just as embarrassing, because that was, I don't know.
Have you had an awkward doctor moment? 702-364-9400. We just got a text here. It said, when I was pregnant, I was having an ultrasound and the doctor said, do you have to go to the bathroom? And I did, because duh, when you're pregnant, you always have to. And then proceeded to show me my full bladder on the ultrasound. Oh. It's right there, ready to go. Let's talk to Jenny here. Can you hit that for me?
Yep.
Steph, my line one's not working. Jenny, good morning.
Good morning.
What happened to you? What was your awkward doctor moment?
I mean, maybe it's an OBGYN thing that we all have these embarrassing moments, but I went to a new doctor for the first time when I moved here, of course, referred by a friend. And as he's doing my exam, he proceeds to say, wow, you have a really big cervix.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, oh no, what does that mean? And he literally looked me in the eyes and said, it means you have a big cervix. But just kept carrying on. So didn't go back there.
Yeah, well, I mean, is that insulting or is that something I should be proud of?
Do you say like, thank you?
Is there something wrong? Is it like top notch? What do we have going on?
I mean, as far as like the echelon of cervixes go, where do I fall on the list? I love it, Jenny. J-Love, you go to the doctor quite a bit.
What do you mean quite a bit? Wow, dude, really?
I'm joking.
No, you're not.
For his health. God, what happened to you?
So I went to go get a physical. My doctor, I found out when I got there, my doctor was sick. So his assistant, who's a female, had to do my physical. And so when it came down to the prostate exam, I braced for impact.
Oh, gosh.
And before she even gets started, she goes, wait, you're Jay Love from Mix 94.1,
oh,
aren't you?
No!
Wait, she recognized you. That's the worst.
I mean, that's so awkward. I'm like, come on, dude. Really? Come on.
I would have been like, no. I am Darius Rucker from Hootie and the Blowfish.
Yes, Darius. You look just like him, Jay. You should go from that from now on.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. The trauma is real. I got a couple of messages yesterday about a movie that we talked about on the show, and a lot of people are talking about it because Demi Moore won a Golden Globe for her acting in it, and it's a movie called The Substance. Has anyone else seen it? And is there a movie that completely traumatized you? So we were talking about it and how I was like messed up after I watched it. I'm like, what did I just watch? And if you don't know, this movie is about Demi Moore, and she is like an aerobics instructor, like world famous, has videos. People absolutely love her. And she started like 80s, and she's been doing it for a couple of decades, and she's getting older. And she kind of feels like they're trying to phase her out. And in an effort to stay young, she is given this opportunity to take what's called the substance. And the substance, that creates a better version of yourself.
In what way? Physical, emotional, mental?
Physical. Okay. It's like your best version. Like everything about you that's good enhanced to the 100th degree.
So it's like Botox, but in a pill form.
It's an injection. And okay. So, I don't want to give too much away, but she does it. And what happens is like, pure chaos. I was completely traumatized by it. I had a couple people message me saying like that was one of the most disturbing things that they've ever seen. And Matt watched it, my husband, yesterday, and I'm getting real-time texts as he's watching it. I was working, and he's like, what is it? Oh my gosh, this is unnecessary. What are they doing? Like, the real-time texts are hilarious.
Is it a movie where you can you watched it right before bed?
Yeah, I had dreams about it. See, I had dreams about it.
I don't know if I can do a movie like this, but the way you're saying it, it makes me want to watch it.
So someone sent me a message, and it said, hey, I heard you talking about The Substance. If you want another movie that will traumatize you, go see Nosferatu. Have you guys heard of Nosferatu?
Nuh-uh. No.
So Lily Rose Depp is in it. Is there a movie that completely traumatized you for life? 702-364-9400. And have you seen either of these two movies? Because this one I just watched the trailer for, and I was like, what the? Like, people's minds. I don't know how you think of this stuff.
Ramon, did you say you watched Nosferatu and both the Substance as well? Oh, your mic's not on.
Yes, I've seen both.
And go ahead.
Which was more traumatizing?
Probably The Substance, although Nosferatu was also a great movie.
What was that? What's that about?
It's about Dracula. You don't remember that 1922 silence film?
No, oh, yeah, I wasn't. I wasn't alive.
it's kind of a remake of that one, Jay.
Oh man,
Dracula. But is yes. it?
I love Dracula though.
But what is it that makes it traumatic? Is it just like the bloody scenes?
It goes back to that gothic horror. The way the city looks dark and gloomy.
Okay.
Well, for me, Seven. The movie Seven.
Seven. Oh, Seven. So traumatizing.
I can't watch that ever again.
Yeah. It was so disturbing.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at I try to look back on it now, and I'm like, it was really well done, mm-hmm. the way they incorporated the seven deadly sins in this. But, oh, man, it was so messed up. The very last scene, yes. I just wanted to cry.
I've never seen the movie.
Don't.
What?
Okay.
No, she's got to see it.
Which deadly sin does it end with in the movie? Is it gluttony?
No. It's wrath, I believe, yeah, isn't it?
I think it is wrath. I think it was. Yeah.
I don't want to give away the ending, though, because it's one of those things where you're like, oh, no, there's no way.
You don't see this coming.
God. Oh, my
you
God.
You don't see it coming.
Yeah.
And it's so traumatizing. I was like, are you kidding me, dude?
The one for me is Black Swan. And it's the scene where she's in Natalie Portman's in the mirror, and she's having, I don't know if it's a panic attack or anxiety attack, but she starts to peel her skin back.
Oh,
do you remember that
yes.
scene? I felt like I was her, and I just couldn't watch the screen. That was one of the movies that traumatized me for sure.
Someone just texted, Saltburn is the movie that traumatized me. That was a messed up movie. At the end, I was like, oh my gosh. The Green Mile made me bawl. I am emotionally scarred. That movie was so good.
The Green Mile. Have you seen The Green Mile, Jay?
Oh, yeah.
When I remember watching that as a kid, the scene when they're underneath the tree. Do you know the scene where they're underneath the tree?
That.
He's sitting underneath the tree with the kid, and he's crying.
Oh,
I just,
yeah.
That is forever engraved in my head, The Green Mile.
The one for me is The Ring. Remember that movie?
I didn't watch that one. I don't like scary movies.
Same.
I was like, no, keep me away from that. Someone just texted, I watched The Substance with no trailers at all. I thought it was a pop star drama thing. Yeah, you were in for a shocking surprise when you saw that.
Yeah, exactly.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Jasmine, you're caller 20.
Yeah. Hi.
You get to play Heads Up. How you doing this morning?
I'm good.
We are so happy to have you on the show. Try to get you these Maroon 5 tickets. Pick a category this morning. Do you want to go with Fly Away, Hobby Lobby, or Beans and Rice?
Beans and rice.
All right. National Bean Day was on Monday. So these are all foods that start with the letter B, okay?
Okay.
You ready to do this? This should be pretty easy. I think we got this.
Yeah, you guys got this. All right, Jasmine, Mercedes, your 60 seconds that starts now.
All right, you peel these to eat them.
Bananas.
Yes, this is a vegetable. It's green. They look like little trees.
A broccoli.
Yes, this is something you would eat with cream cheese spread on it.
Bagel.
Yes, not sausage, but...
Bacon.
Yes. This is a fruit. You might put it on your yogurt.
Blueberries.
Yes. This is something you would put in the toaster.
A bun?
No. It's like wheat, white,
bread.
Yes. Yay! Bread. Oh, wow. That was six. Oh, my gosh.
Great job.
We have plenty of time left, Jasmine. Congratulations.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Going to see Maroon 5, their M5LV residency at Dolby Live. Those tickets are yours. Congratulations. And keep listening because tomorrow morning we'll have another pair for you right around 8:20.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Some new details came out about the Special Forces Master Sergeant Matthew Libelsberg Cybertruck bombing outside the Trump Hotel here in Vegas on New Year's Day. They had a news conference yesterday, and the sheriff said that he used ChatGPT to help plan out his attack. He said it was a game changer. They say that he used the AI to help assemble the explosives, to help decide what kind of gun would set them off, and then asked where he could buy a phone without giving identifying information. They also said that he planned to carry out his plan originally on the glass skywalk at the Grand Canyon before he changed his mind and came to Vegas and did it.
I didn't know the glass sky thing, but when I read about the ChatGPT thing, how he was, I guess, looking for answers on how fast a bomb can go off and stuff like that. Not only is that scary, but I know ChatGPT didn't think that something like this would happen.
Yeah, it's ChatGPT is a blessing and a curse. It really is. There are some great things you can do with it. It really can help simplify your life. Make me a travel itinerary for three days in Ireland with, you know, itineraries for each day on what I should see. It'll boom, just knock it out for you. But then you use it for something like this, and it just gives you the information. It's not making any sort of judgment calls on, wait, is this a right thing to do or the wrong thing to do?
I wonder, can they, you know, do some technology where if they type in something and it triggers something to ChatGPT and say, I'm not going to give you any information about that.
Yeah, no. They'll probably block something.
They have to come up with
something. No way they can do that. How
really?
Can you do that? Like, what if I...
Specific words?
You want to say, like, okay, it's something with bomb making or something, let's say you block that. Well, then what if people need it to do research on how to combat someone who is looking to make a bomb?
Like, the
how
opposite.
Do you, yeah, like, how do you prevent that? There's just no way. It's gotten out of our hands,
right?
It's evolved within itself.
Yeah,
that I don't know that we'll ever be able to control it.
I agree.
Scary, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Also this morning, so wedding season runs from April to October, but a lot of dates are more popular this year than others. So wedding experts and even like astrology pros are sharing the top choices for weddings in 2020. 2025. So if you are planning to get married this year, these may be the dates that you want to avoid. Like popular wedding dates for numerology include 4/5/25 for some reason. I don't know what the significance of that. It's a Saturday. And then 8/8 is going to be a big one. 5/25/25 is going to be huge this year. And this month, 1/25/25, both Saturdays. They say those are pretty much going to be your biggest ones this year.
Okay, 4/5 and 2025. You said that's going to be a popular date and you didn't know why.
Yeah.
I studied numerology and it's because it all equals 9 and this year is a 9th year. So maybe there's a 9 considering with the numerology there. And I know we made fun of how I had 6 weddings last year. I only have 1 this year and it's on October 18th. Is that a popular date?
Nothing is coming up on this list without date, but I mean, you say you only have 1, but to me, that's still 1 too many. Like after coming off of your year?
Yeah.
Actually, oh my gosh.
I think I might have 1 in June. But they haven't sent me the save the date, so I'm actually hoping they're not. They've changed their mind and they're not inviting us anymore. They invited us while we were drunk back home in San Diego.
Oh, you're like, please don't remember that night.
Exactly.
Finally, this morning, ready or not, a new generation is here. Kids born between 2025 and 2039 are now part of what's being called Generation Beta. And they did some research to make some predictions on what Generation Beta is going to experience during their lifetime. And this is wild, you guys. Like, okay, half the people in this survey believe that cancer will be cured by Generation Beta. They think that Generation Beta is going to be the one to cure cancer. Gen Beta, they will have jobs that haven't even been invented yet, according to the people that have been polled. Like there's things that we haven't even thought of as jobs, and they're going to be doing those. 6 in 10 people think that the government is going to actually stop printing cash because Gen Beta is not going to use it.
Oh, like everything will be digital. Cash app.
I don't really use cash very often anymore. I don't need it. And once in a while, I'll need it for something, but it's very rare, just for tipping.
There was one time I needed cash and I was so upset.
What was it?
We were visiting Southern California. There was a taco stand, and the taco stand everyone was raving about. We're like, okay, let's go to the taco stand. My niece takes us. She drives up. She goes, this is probably the best taco stand. It's in Palm Springs. And then we go into the taco stand. We order our food. They say, cash only.
Oh no.
I looked at my niece and I looked at James. I'm like, I don't got cash. You guys got cash? Thank God my niece had cash. What is she? She's not Gen Alpha. She's Gen Z.
Gen Z?
Yeah. I'm like, thank God for Gen Z. She had cash.
Oh my gosh. That's something you don't see very often.
The only time I use cash is when I go play poker.
That's it?
That's it.
Do you use real cash or do you just use their chips?
No, I use cash. So you got a cash to get chips.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, yeah, but in the end, you're just using chips. And that's not real money. No. We all know that. Yeah. Just kidding. X94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Is there like a food or a drink that everyone loves that you just think is so overrated? I didn't know I was going to caused someone so much anger yesterday. Someone had a package of Oreos out sitting on their desk and they're like, grab an Oreo. And I go, ugh, no. And they were like, what? What do you mean? Ew, no. I'm like, Oreos have to be the worst cookie to ever exist.
What are you talking about?
Oh my gosh, you guys too? Are you serious?
No, Oreos are basically America's cookie.
They're terrible.
No, they're not.
Let's analyze the Oreo, shall we? Okay, you've got the worst flavor cookie that there is. I don't even know what that is. Dirt? Is that like...
It's cookies and cream.
I know, but it's like the cream is like the consistency of the spackle that you use when you're laying down bricks or whatever that is. And then you have the cookie, which is not even like chewy or nice. It's just hard.
It's like, no, the white part, it's like the frosting on a cake. And then the brown part, it's just like chocolate. It's just like a cookie with chocolate in it.
The frosting comes off in one piece. No frosting on a cake, unless it's fondant, does that. That's not frosting. That's just like goop.
It comes up on my daily crosswords every single, almost every day. So that just tells you how important Oreos is to
crosswords. Well, that's another topic. I don't believe you're still doing crosswords.
But it's the Beyonce of the snack world. It really is.
The only reason I give Oreo any credit is they're vegan. And for my friends that are vegan, they can enjoy their cookies. And so I can give them a little bit of credit on that. But I made that comment and they lost their mind just like you two did. And people are losing their mind on the text line. Someone just wrote, Mercedes, you're whack. LOL. Oreos are for sure the best cookie. But then the other thing, and now I know, okay, J-Love, do you take blood pressure medication? I need you to be calm.
Why?
Because of what I'm about to say.
Okay.
I think Oreos are overrated. And I also think whiskey is overrated.
Oh, my God.
That is J-Love's drink. He drinks that more than water.
I mean, oh, geez.
Maybe I shouldn't say overrated, but I just don't get it. Like, I've been to the restaurants where they do the thing with, like, the smoke and, oh, wow, so fancy. Oh, my ice cube is a ball.
Ooh. Well, here's the thing. You got to have a sophisticated palate to appreciate it. That's what it's all about.
I guess
got to be older.
Oh, no, it's, wow, Steph, really?
Well, here's the thing. Man. If my palate is not sophisticated, then that's fine. But then why don't I like Oreos? Like, you literally are telling us how great Oreos are, but my palate's so sophisticated. For Oreos?
Very valid.
What is the food or drink that you just don't get the hype? It's so overrated. Let's talk to Corinne. Corinne, good morning. What is it?
Hey, good morning. First of all, Mercedes, I couldn't disagree with you more. I ate Oreos last night like my life depended on it. So,
how long did it take you to get all the dark cookie out of the insides of your teeth?
Oh, it was just delicious. I just gotta leave it there.
Yeah, no. You take your tongue and you lick it off, you know, off your teeth.
Right. I will agree to disagree on that one. I think, you know, you have your loyal Oreo fans, and I will concede to that. What is the thing that you just don't get, though?
Yeah, you guys will probably think I'm crazy, but I hate cream cheese. It disgusts me. I can't have anything that has cream cheese in it. Frosting, bagels. Anything that has the recipe with cream cheese, no way.
You know what? My husband's the same way. Like, I'll say, have a piece of this cake. And he's like, is there cream cheese in the frosting? And if there is, he will not go near it.
I'm the same way. Ugh, cream cheese.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
And a bagel? So, yeah. So good.
No.
Let's talk to Nicole. Nicole, what is it that you just don't get the hype for?
Well, unpopular opinion, but chocolate and coffee. I can't stand either one.
Wow. But
what is it about chocolate or coffee that you do not like?
I don't know. They just kind of taste like of the earth. They taste a little bit like dirt, both of them. But ironically, I like Oreos, so I don't know what that means.
Because it's not real chocolate.
It is. We love our Oreos.
Thanks, Nicole. It's Mix 94.1.